Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In the 1960s, in the Catskills, a group of men gathered regularly at a place called Casa Susana. They got together specifically to do one thing, to dress as women.
Mostly they compared clothing with each other. They went for little walks, they sat on the porch, they smoked.
And as playwright and actor Harvey Fierstein says, the men wanted to look as if they were a group of women who had just gotten up from the bridge table. He tells their story in the play Casa Valentina.
Valentina gave lessons, makeup lessons, or lessons on how to light your voice. And they just basically breathed. They did what they couldn't do anywhere else.
Well, Casa Valentina debuted on Broadway last year. Now it's here in Boston at the Speakeasy Stage Company. Actor Thomas Darragh stars in the production, and he joins us in the studio now. Thomas Darragh, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I'm so glad to have you on the show to talk about Casa Valentina. Tell us a little bit more about the play and your role in it.
All right. Well, I played technically two roles. I'm George and Valentina. So George is the male version of this character, and Valentina is his feminine personality, his inner girl, I guess. And he is a married, heterosexual man, married to a woman that he met when he brought his ratty wig in to be done in New York City, and she runs ran a wig shop, and he wanted to create this resort in the Catskills for like-minded men to come and get away from the rigors of society and cross-dress. And in those days, since 1962, it was called transvestitism. Mm-hmm. You know, there weren't any sort of other categorizations, and it was obviously very a marginalized group, and they prided themselves on the fact that they were heterosexual men. And this is one of the interesting elements of
yeah.
this play.
I mean, tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, again, it's an extremely marginalized group that are fighting very hard for their place at the table. And I think that there's some surprising homophobia in the play. I think this is what takes a lot of people by surprise, because they sit around talking about becoming more legitimate. There's one of the characters in it is a character by the name of Charlotte, who's based on an historical figure whose name was Virginia Prince, who's sort of an activist and an organizer, and ran a magazine called the Transvestia. And she did speaking engagements and was very much into sort of trying to mainstream this idea of men following the pursuit of their inner femme personalities. So it's all very interesting how when they have this one sort of big summit meeting about not really unionizing but becoming registered with the United States government, they're very anti-gay,
right?
Very anti-homosexual.
You know, so we mentioned a little earlier that the play was written by Harvey Fierstein.
Yes.
And we actually have a little bit of tape from him explaining a little more of this exact pivotal moment in the play that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is.
Great.
Homosexuality was the greatest danger to this community, that society would never, ever accept them as long as people thought they could be queer. They voted and made the organization heterosexual only. There's a line in the play where Charlotte, who owns the publishing company and everything, says, 50 years from now, when homosexuals are still the back alley vermin of society, we will be dressing and as normal as smoking cigarettes.
Isn't it so interesting that, I mean, we are 50 years from then, and that's not how it turned out at all.
Not at all.
How does staging the play now, I mean, here in Boston, how does it come across in Boston?
It's interesting. It's, you know, it. I think, as I said, people are surprised because they think it's going to be a very conventional, sort of lighthearted look at men dressing as women in 1962 and lip-syncing to the Maguire sisters and having a great time, you know, drinking too much and behaving in very silly ways. And all of a sudden, it takes a very dark turn. You know, the whole homophobia thing sneaks in and the whole identity of, crisis identity. And every one of these men cross-dresses for different reasons. Mm-hmm. It's so complicated. It's the most complicated thing ever. And I still think that people are having a hard time, even today in 2015, knowing how to ask questions, knowing how to approach people that they might know or acquaintances.
So you have to inhabit this complication as George and Valentina.
Yes, yes.
How do you do that? I mean, because both appear, I mean, they're the same person, but two different personas, mm-hmm. and both mm-hmm. appear on stage.
Yes.
What's that like as an actor?
Well, first of all, it's fun. But secondly, I think in terms of the character, it's quite a crisis of conscience. You know, I think he's looking for his or her authentic self, and I think that's part of the crisis. It always has been, I think, for especially people in the trans community, finding their real authentic self. And I think this is, you know, before there was even vocabulary for that, you know, this is in 1962, obviously, this was haunting these men for whatever reason it was. Some of them could live quite happily double lives, you know, with married with children, and their wives sort of looked the other way, and others had other deeper issues.
Yeah. Well, we've just got about a minute to go here, mm-hmm. and we could talk a lot about this play because it's just so fascinating.
Indeed.
But I did want to ask you one quick question before I ran out of time about director Scott Edmiston.
Edmiston, yes.
Excuse me. He's directed a ton of stuff in New England, from Nixon in China to Spring Awakening, Sunday in the Park with George. I'm just wondering mm-hmm. what it's like working with him.
Oh, he's a wonderful director and an excellent facilitator. I think of getting all the personalities in the room together and creating this wonderful ensemble. It was a wonderful room that he created, a space to go to work, to rehearse every day and to ask these questions and try to figure out how to answer them for the audience yeah. and ourselves.
Yeah. Well, they are very sort of thoughtful questions to be asking, whether it's the 1960s or mm-hmm. 2015. Mm-hmm. And they are asked very elegantly in the play Casa Valentina. It's playing at the Speakeasy Stage Company through November 28th. It stars Thomas Dara. He's founding member of the American Repertory Theater and a lecturer in dramatic arts at Harvard and MIT. Thomas Dara, such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Have a great weekend. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.